We all know that during the holiday of Pesach, we are not allowed to own chametz. There's an isser of vayira vayimatzeh, prohibition of having chametz in our possession. After Pesach, there is also an isser of deriving benefit from chametz that was owned by a Jew. And this is known as chametz she'avar alav ha-Pesach. Chametz, which was owned by a Jew, we are prohibited to derive benefit from such chametz on a rabbinic level because of a knas, because of a fine that the rabbis instituted in order to discourage people from owning chametz on Pesach. Not only is one not allowed to eat chametz she'avar alav ha-Pesach, but one is not even allowed to derive benefit from chametz she'avar alav ha-Pesach. For that reason, if one accidentally purchased chametz she'avar alav ha-Pesach, chametz that was owned by a Jew, if a person purchased it after Pesach, he is not allowed to give it away to a non-Jew as a present because he would be deriving benefit of having the recipient be appreciative to him. And therefore, the chametz would have to be discarded. Now, why is this halach of chametz she'avar alav ha-Pesach relevant to us? We all sell our chametz before Pesach through the rabbi, and we do not have chametz in our possession during the holiday of Pesach. We may store it in the house, but it belongs to the non-Jew. So why, what is the relevancy for us of chametz she'avar alav ha-Pesach? This halacha is very relevant in terms of shopping in stores after Pesach, because if we wish to purchase chametz from a store which is owned by a Jew and the store owner did not sell his chametz, we would have the issue of chametz she'avar alav ha-Pesach. We would not be permitted to use the chametz that the store owner had in his possession during Pesach. So it is a very relevant halacha. And let's first discuss which items does chametz she'avar alav ha-Pesach relate to. What food items, in other words, if we have a store that's owned by a Jewish person and he didn't sell his chametz, what food items are we not allowed to purchase immediately after Pesach because of the concern of chametz she'avar alav ha-Pesach? Essentially, the issur of chametz she'avar alav ha-Pesach, the prohibition of chametz she'avar alav ha-Pesach relates to foods that contain the five grains, the five primary grains, which are wheat, oat, spelt, rye, and barley. So there are the obvious foods which are made of grain, for example, cookies and cake, pretzels and crackers. And then there are food items which are not that obvious. For example, cereal may contain one of those five grains, and one with sometimes one has to look at the ingredient statement in order to determine whether or not the five grains are present in the food item. Flour, interestingly enough, has a status of chametz because when flour is manufactured, the wheat is tempered in water. It's soaked in water before they grind the flour in order to establish a certain moisture level in the flour. And since the wheat sits in water, it would have a status of chametz, unless it's special Pesach flour. And therefore, purchasing flour from a store that owned the flour during Pesach would also be problematic. Most liquor is, it's hard liquors, would be like whiskey and things of that sort, are made from wheat, and therefore they would have a status of chametz she'avar alav ha-Pesach. Beer is made from hops, which is barley, and therefore beer also would have a status of chametz she'avar alav ha-Pesach. Now, the custom of the Ashkenazi community is not to eat kidneys during the holiday of Passover. So, for example, the Ashkenazi would refrain from eating rice or corn. There is no problem of chametz she'avar alav ha-Pesach for kidneys. Chametz she'avar alav ha-Pesach only relates to the five grains. Now, there's an interesting question about items that contain alcohol and vinegar. Alcohol can be derived from various sources. And one of the ways to derive alcohol or to produce alcohol is to manufacture it from grain. It could be derived from wheat grain, or it could be derived from corn. If it's derived from corn, then it's kitnios and would not have a status of chametz over Pesach. But it's derived from wheat, then it would have a status of chametz over Pesach. Vinegar is made from alcohol. You ferment the alcohol and convert it into vinegar. So vinegar could also have a status of chametz over Pesach if the source of the alcohol is from chametz. So the question is, what is the status of products that we purchase that contain alcohol? So, for example, extracts generally contain alcohol, like almond extract, or products which contain vinegar, like salad dressings, sauces, pickles, horseradish, etc. So there's an interesting distinction between these items if they're purchased in America or they're purchased in Europe. In America, the majority of alcohol that's available on the market is extracted from corn, and therefore the alcohol in America is, generally speaking, is kitnios, and vinegar is also, generally speaking, kitnios. On the other hand, in Europe, most of the alcohol is manufactured from grain, from wheat, and therefore in Europe there would be a concern of chametz over Pesach if one purchased alcohol products that contain alcohol or vinegar. Now the question arises, how long does one have to wait before purchasing chametz over Pesach? You have a store in your neighborhood. The owner of the store is Jewish. He did not sell his chametz. How long do you have to wait to purchase the items in the store? So ideally, one should wait until we know that the items that he has on the shelf came in after Pesach. They were not there in his store during Pesach. The problem is that there's no way to know for sure when the item came to his store. The items are not labeled or marked or tagged in a way that would let us identify when the different food items, box of cookies, when did it arrive in the store. So there is a dispute among the halachic authorities when there is a situation of suffix, of uncertainty, where we have a 50-50 possibility in our minds that maybe this chametz was owned by a Jew during Pesach, maybe it was not. What's the status when there is a suffix, when there is an uncertainty? Some halachic deciders are of the opinion that in the case of chametz over Pesach, the item is prohibited. Others are of the opinion that one could be lenient. The Mishnah Brura, who's one of the major halachic presenters of the past generation, written by the Chofetz Chaim, Mishnah Brura brings both opinions and he doesn't present a resolution. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, in his responsa, clearly adopts the position that one can be lenient if there is uncertainty. So therefore, if there is a Jewish-owned store, if the question that we're asking is how long do you have to wait? Well, you have to wait long enough that there's a reasonable suffix. That is, in other words, it's a 50-50 possibility, 50% possibility that the item that one is purchasing was not owned by the store during the Yontif of Pesach. Now that just begs the question, because how long does it take in order for there to be this type of uncertainty? And that's a very difficult question to answer because it depends on various factors. It depends on the purchasing patterns in the store, depend how large a store we're talking about. A large store, the turnover is probably faster, a smaller store is slower. It would also depend whether the store has a warehouse. So, for example, supermarket chains, the items don't come straight to the supermarket. They first go to the warehouse. So we have to be concerned that the product, there's a turnaround time from the time it comes to the warehouse till it hits the shelf, maybe, let's say, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And therefore, it would take longer before the item that the items that were owned during Pesach are depleted and a new inventory arrives. Some rabbis suggest to their congregants that for a Jewish-owned supermarket, one should wait till Lag BaOmer. That's really pretty much an arbitrary date. Lag BaOmer is about 25 days after Pesach ends, but I guess the Rabbanim feel that that allows a reasonable amount of time, that there is at least a state of suffix, of uncertainty, whether the items were there during Pesach. A liquor store, probably one would have to wait a longer period of time because the rate of turnover in a liquor store is not as significant as it is in a supermarket. I have heard Rabbanim say that in a liquor store one should wait until Shavuos before purchasing from a Jewish-owned liquor store. Again, that's not a scientific date. It's just a, to some extent, somewhat arbitrary period of time. On an item like fresh bread, it's not necessary to wait more than a day or two because the turnover on bread is very quick. Once it passes the expiration date, they usually will remove it from the shelf. So therefore, bread, one could more or less assume that after 2 or 3 days that the whatever inventory was there during Pesach is depleted after Pesach. Now, what happens if the store sold their chametz? It's common today that Rabbanim arrange for stores, for supermarkets to sell their chametz. And the store, though, continues to operate on Pesach. It's owned by people who personally do not observe Pesach, but in order to accommodate their religious clientele, they agreed to enter into a sale of chametz for Pesach. Does that help us as far as chametz sh'avar olav ha-Pesach? Now, this matter is a great dispute among contemporary rabbanim. Some rabbanim, such as Rav Yeshiva Be'er Salvechik Zatzal, were the opinion that such a sale is not valid because since the store continues to operate on Pesach, so it is a blatant harama. It's a blatant deception. It's obvious that there's no intention to really execute a sale, because if the sale was valid, then the store owner would be a thief selling products that belong to the non-Jew. It's obvious that the sale was not really done for any other reason than to accommodate the laws of Pesach, but it was no serious intent to transfer ownership, and therefore many Rabbanim hold the sale is not valid. On the other hand, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal was the opinion that the sale is valid, and he holds that since at the time of the sale there was a legal document signed, set up, and to execute the sale and various other forms of transaction. So Rav Moshe says it doesn't matter to us what the person is thinking in his mind. There's a principle of dvarim shebelev lo havi dvarim, that what a person thinks and doesn't verbalize are irrelevant as far as halacha is concerned. Many people therefore rely on the position of Rav Moshe Feinstein that if a Jewish store sold their chametz, then even if they continue to operate on Pesach, one could assume that the sale was valid. So one would think that that would be a great solution, to buy chametz from a store which was sold for Pesach. But there is still a significant problem, and that is the chametz is sold before the start of the holiday of Pesach. Erev Pesach, the morning before Pesach, the rabbi arranges the sale for the chametz in the store. But what is the status of this chametz that is purchased by the store during Pesach? If the store or the supermarket purchases chametz and it either comes into the store or comes into the warehouse, what's the status of that chametz? Rav Moshe Feinstein, in his responsa, clearly holds that the sale is not valid for that chametz because one cannot sell something that one does not own. So if the sale was being executed before Pesach, you can't sell chametz that's going to arrive on Pesach. You can only sell the chametz that you have in your possession at the time of the sale. But you can't sell chametz that arrives at a later time. That's clear, clearly Rav Moshe's position. There are some Rabbanim who are of the opinion that one could design the contract in such a way that it would be a valid sale even for items that arrived on Pesach. But this is not the position of, or seemingly is not the position of Rav Moshe Feinstein, and the OU, for example, would follow the position of Rav Moshe Feinstein, that the sale does not help for product that's acquired on Pesach. So therefore, if a store is Jewish owned, even if they sold their chametz, one has to still wait a long enough period of time for the chametz that's sitting on the shelf for the chametz that arrived on Pesach to be deleted from the inventory. Now, another interesting facet is what happens if the store is owned by a non-Jew. So one would think, well, terrific. If it's a non-Jewish store, there is no issue of Chametz Shelova Pesach. You should be able to buy anything you want in the store. But that is not the case, because a non-Jewish store has to buy their products through a distributor. And there are Jewish distributors, especially in the northeastern coast, there are Jewish distributors. Now, there are Rabbanim that sell chametz for the distributor. But again, it's questionable whether that sale will be effective for chametz that the distributor acquires on Pesach. So if you assume that it's not effective, then you have to wait for a longer period of time, because you have to wait for the chametz to go through the inventory of the distributor, and then the product has to make its way from the distributor to the supermarket and sit on the shelf in the supermarket and be purchased by the consumer. So it has to go out, it has to make its way from the warehouse of the distributor to the warehouse of the supermarket, and then from the warehouse of the supermarket to the actual supermarket and be depleted. And again, it's not clear how long that period of time takes for the transfer of all the product to go through the system. And it's recommended that one should consult with his local Rav to receive guidance in terms of how long to wait in those situations. What's also not so obvious is who these Jewish distributors sell to and which stores purchase from Jewish distributors. There is some material available on the web that would help a person to try to establish this type of or acquire this type of information, but it is somewhat nebulous, and therefore one should consult with his Rav. One final comment that I have to make is that although the halacha of Chametz Shelova Pesach was primarily instituted in order to discourage people from owning chametz on Pesach, because since they can't use it after Pesach, in any event, it's of no value for them to save it before Pesach. But I would suggest that there may be a secondary reason for the mitzvah as well, and that is that the goal of mitzvah observance is always to have a lingering effect after the mitzvah is done and completed. And in the case of Pesach, even though once Pesach is over, we do not restrict ourselves in terms of eating chametz, but by instituting the halacha of Chametz Shelova Pesach, the rabbis were able to extend, to some extent, the halachic ramifications of Pesach, and in that way, the flavor of the yontif lingers on even after Pesach. And the lesson is that when a person is inspired by the performance of mitzvahs, he should find ways that the inspiration should not dissipate, but it should continue for as long a time as possible.